My name is Christopher Peter. Welcome. The NFL playoffs are here, and the college football championship game is all set. A great extended weekend of football. What happened during the opening weekend of the NFL playoffs? The playoffs opened with a game that some thought had the best chance of an upset. The Houston Texans playing the Los Angeles Chargers in Houston. Former Jets head coach and ESPN contributor Rex Ryan called the game a bye week. Turns out this game was one to say goodbye to Justin Herbert, Jim Harbaugh, and the Chargers from the playoffs. The game was a one-sided complete domination by the Houston Texans, who in all fairness were slumping heading into the playoffs, but they turned it on when it mattered most. This game was followed by another one-sided affair. The Pittsburgh Steelers were this year's team from Pennsylvania to slump into the playoffs and get sent home the first round. The Steelers lost their last four games of the regular season, starting with the road loss in Philly. They faced a familiar foe who gladly sent them packing. The Ravens were clearly the better team and they extended Mike Tomlin's playoff drought. The blowouts continued the next day. The Buffalo Bills let the Denver Broncos score first and then proceeded to score the next 31 to win easily at home. The Broncos ended their playoff drought and have a bright future if they can build around their rookie quarterback and overcome the dead cap money resulting from moving on from Russell Wilson. The Buffalo Bills move on to host the Ravens next weekend, with the Houston Texans will test their luck against the Kansas City Chiefs, who are looking for a three-peat, something that has not been done in the history of the NFL. Now, on to the game of the week. My Philadelphia Eagles hosted the Green Bay Packers. This was Jalen Hurts' first game back from the concussion against the Washington Commanders. It was ironic how many people did not know the rules around the concussion protocol and how a player must practice twice before said player can exit. The Packers quarterback also came in a bit banged up as he left the regular season finale with an elbow injury. Both would play, and neither to their full potential. The Eagles set the tone on the opening kickoff, securing the fumble with physical tackle. That was theme for the game. That led to the Eagles taking a quick lead. The Packers did not play well at all. Even their head coach had to point out that they played their worst half of football all year. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. All of them were poor throws. Not a deflection or a great play by the defender. Slay did a great job of getting back even with his receiver and made the pick like the ball was custom thrown to him. The Eagles' defense and Saquon Barkley won this game. Hurts ran well and picked his spots effectively. Dallas Goedert had the play of the weekend, bullying number 24 all the way into the end zone. Great effort all around, despite some struggles or rust in the passing game. The Packers were dropping like flies in this game. The Eagles' defense was flying around and hitting everything that touched the ball. Since week 4, the Eagles have been a much different team that got blown out by the Bucs in Tampa. The only team I didn't really want to see was those Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but we will not have to see them since the Washington Commanders came back to win in Tampa Bay. A couple crucial mistakes cost Baker and team the game. Now, the Commanders will head to Motor City to face the top seed in the Detroit Lions. The Los Angeles Rams had to move their home game to Arizona due to the wildfires that are taking place in Los Angeles. Much has been said about the records and who should get a home game, but the Vikings would have received the same butt-whooping in Minnesota that they got in Arizona. The Rams dominated the game and the Vikings proved doubters right that they cannot be trusted in the playoffs. The Rams will head to Philly to take on the Eagles. What did we learn? I think my pick to win the AFC is playing pretty well, and we will see how well the Ravens can play in Buffalo. I still think we cannot count out the Chiefs. As long as they are in the mix, they are the favorite. They won 15 games this year. I have hope for my Eagles, but we need to see the offense start hitting on all cylinders. The passing game needs to play better, and Jalen Hurts needs to get his stars involved a bit more. But whatever it takes to win is all right with me. The national championship is set after the Notre Dame Fighting Irish played a great game against the Penn State Nittany Lions and the Ohio State Buckeyes defeated the Texas Longhorns. The Irish won their game late in a back-and-forth affair. The Ohio State and Texas game got out of hand for the Longhorns late. I know the Buckeyes will be favored and maybe they should be, but I would not count out Notre Dame. They are playing good football and if anyone can pull the upset, it is them. Ohio State is talented, but this should be a fairly competitive game if both teams played poised and to their level. I think people need to stop whining about Notre Dame being independent. Now, there are teams that will make the college football playoffs without being even in the conference championship games. So stop complaining about the team that consistently plays one of the hardest schedules in the nation. I truly believe that the new college football playoff has been good for the sport. The season allowed teams to rebound from early or late stumbles. And it really shows who can stand the test of time. I am not sure this is the game that the experts would have had under the old system, but it was decided on the field for the most part. Looking forward to the championship game. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. The Christopher Peter Review is made up of the series by Christopher Peter and the Christopher Peter Review. please continue to visit www.crcreview.com for more, or subscribe on YouTube or YouTube Music. Thank you again and talk to you next time.